Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the east. I can see Noggin Cove, Newfoundland. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accounts in Toronto, and this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, I am excited. Oscar Joffrey is with us. Oscar is the founder and president CEO of Core Connects, K-O-R-E-C-O-N-X, Core Connects. Oscar, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you for having me, Robert. Quite delighted. Thank you.
Oscar, I am fascinated, one, by your history as a serial entrepreneur, but this new endeavor of yours fits right into our hot topic right now, and that is equity crowdfunding, particularly in Ontario and a couple of the other provinces that enabled similar legislation. But let's step back a bit and tell us about yourself and how you came to found Core Connects.
Sure, thank you. It's just one of those opportunities that presented itself a few years back when I was in Orlando, had the privilege, call it a divine privilege, of listening to the founders of the Jobs Act, listening to Douglas Elanoff, Jason Best, and Sherwood Moose talking about the democratization of capital that was about to occur in the United States. And I said, well, here is something that is going to change everything. And looking at that, I saw the market coming out in three different pieces. There were going to be those people that are going to be focused on the portals, which is great. Nobody really knew yet what kind of legislation was going to happen, but that was going to be one focus. And then there was going to focus on the service providers, but there was one underlying element that people were not looking at, and I'm kind of glad nobody was. We found our sweet spot, and it came back from my background of building an infrastructure that would be able to hold all this together. And as it turns out, it's becoming the number one element that people are now looking at now that we've had crowdfunding available for the last couple of years. So we were very fortunate just to be there at the right time at the right place.
Well, clearly it's a jigsaw puzzle, and you have got like a core piece, hence I imagine Core Connects, a core piece of this puzzle. But why don't you explain to us what regulated crowdfunding portals are and how Core Connects provides a solution to this new industry for stakeholders, the regulated portals? How does it work?
You know, and I'm glad you use regulated crowdfunding because I think this is really where people need to differentiate crowdfunding from the other forms. And regulated crowdfunding has many different moving pieces. And obviously, we have the securities regulators that dictate the terms that allow a company or an investor or a portal how to operate. So we have a lot of rules we need to follow. And yes, we would all love the day that anybody can invest any amount and so forth. But, you know, like anything else, we have to learn how to walk before we can run. And what's happening in regulated crowdfunding at the moment, a lot of people are trying to figure out how does it all work that's different from the past. And here's how I can describe it to for those who have done capital raising in the past. In the past, you would go to a broker-dealer, and that broker-dealer would take your deal to the 10 or 15 or 100 people they know, okay? And no matter what broker-dealer you go to, that's as far as they're going to take it. What regulated crowdfunding is all about is how would you like to reach the 99% of people that are not getting access to your deal? And that's really why regulated crowdfunding has become a global phenomenon, because it's about giving access to people who are legally and have the capital and are considered suitable investors but have never been given access. So what we've done now is we're now opening that up, and it's not just Ontario. In fact, here's a little bit of myth for most Canadians. We are one of the countries with the oldest crowdfunding rules in the world. This is what it's really astonishing for most Canadians. Our regulators, in their foresight, even though we have 13 of them, we have to praise them for the work they've done. They gave us two great regulations that no other country in the world has. There's the accredited investor, which the Americans just got on September 23rd, 2013, and they've done great work with that. We already have that. And then we have the offering memorandum, the ability to raise money from anybody over the age of 18, and for the company to be able to raise any amount of capital has already been here. And in fact, BC Securities Commission and Alberta Securities Commission have indicated that this is the best crowdfunding exemptions we have. So in many ways, we forget what we really have. Yes, Ontario has added new regulations and other provinces, but we already have great regulations in place that allow a Canadian company or investor to invest across Canada. It's quite an exciting time.
And Core Connects fits right in with a pre-existing solution.
We do. Actually, and how we help in two different ways. So in the first one is we help companies get ready for due diligence. And make no mistake here, entrepreneurs, you need to be ready for that rigorous due diligence. These portals, they're regulated. They have to follow certain regulations to make sure that they collected all the information, they reviewed all your documents. So you need to be ready. So we have a deal room inside Core Connects that helps you prepare and for you to submit your information to over 1,200 of these portals all over the world. Now, you can go to the 12 here in Canada, but you also have the ability to apply everywhere else. And once you're successful in raising your money, we have our shareholder management tool, which allows you the ability to instantaneously, upon closing, give access to your shareholders. There's a copy of their share certificate, copy of subscription agreement, cancel check or wired information, and also whatever monthly and quarterly reporting you need to do, and all in a secured environment. So you don't ever have to worry about not meeting your regulatory issues. So we sit behind all of this, behind the scenes, but we're there to facilitate that whole process from A to Z.
Well, to me, that's fantastic because in previous conversations I've had with individuals around this topic, the cost of compliance and being ready for due diligence is one of the issues that we consistently identify as being something that might hold back a company looking to go to the crowd for funding. Now, we can't discount the legal and accounting fees and all of that, but it certainly seems as if what you're offering can alleviate a lot of the compliance burden, if not some of the fees. Certainly the HR, the human resource component, will be simplified, I would expect.
Oh, and a lot more. In fact, one of the things I try to remind entrepreneurs is that portals turn down 90% of companies, not because you're bad. In fact, they would love to take you on and list you, but you need to get ready. And it's time you need to put into place to get all your documents and all the properly organized. And you can save a lot of that by doing it yourself. You have to take ownership of this. This is no longer where you pay somebody and do it. If you want to spend $100,000, have somebody prepare everything for you, fine. But most companies don't have that kind of capital. So we provide you that tool to do that and to make sure that you get ready for the ability to go through due diligence with these platforms.
Oscar, I want to talk about something that you refer to in your blog as pre-crowdfunding. Can you elaborate on pre-crowdfunding for me?
Sure. So pre-crowdfunding is now becoming part of our educational series that it's so important globally. Believe me, this is not just a Canadian thing. A lot of entrepreneurs thought that crowdfunding, great, it's going to make it easier for us to access money. Yes, it is. The regulators are doing everything they can to open that, but you need to be ready. And pre-crowdfunding is a number of things. So one, you need to have your corporate books in order. You need to have your minute book in order. You need to have your lawyer. You got to make sure all that's done. You got to have your marketing. What's your messaging? What are you going to do? What are you going to tell the market? So we call this preparing for a marathon. You know, you're getting all your ducks in order. You're building up your social media. You're getting your video ready. What are you going to tell the world that you're going to do that's going to be game-changing? And please don't make the mistake of telling somebody, hey, I'm out here. I'm looking for $2 million to invest in my company. That's not going to compel somebody to come into your company to look at what you're doing. So everything in the pre-crowd is divided into five sections: the legals, the accounting, getting your financials, your performance. How are you going to use that money? And tell you now, portals are going to be watching this very careful in light of the very first equity crowdfunding fraud we had in the United States. So you really need to be careful that you itemize everything, how you can spend the money, because the portals are going to ask you to provide monthly reports to investors, how you're using that money. Marketing, how are you going to market your deal? What kind of advertising are you going to do? What are you going to do in your social media, your video, and then your PR? We tell people to take 90 to 120 days to prepare before crowdfunding, and that's what we call pre-crowdfunding.
Now, I want to get a little clarification for myself and for our listeners. As far as the marketing, I understand that there's very limited marketing that a crowdfunding company can actually do, short of saying, we are on ABC portal, look at our documentation there. Can you address marketing for me for a minute under the new regime in Ontario?
Sure. So 45108, it's kind of weird to call it a crowdfunding exemption. I'm not a big fan of the exemption because it has so many limitations. And one of them is cannot advertise. So as an issuer, you can only go somewhere and say, this is where I'm at, and that's it. You can't say anything more than that. But if you are using the other two exemptions, which other companies across Canada are currently using and successfully raising money, you can advertise. You can advertise in multiple outlets, and you can say anything, obviously within limits, of course, but you have the ability to advertise. So I think as an entrepreneur, you need to look at your options of what exemptions you're going to look at. 45-108 is great. So if you only want to raise money from Ontario, wow, that's great. But what if somebody from Alberta or British Columbia likes your opportunity and that's where the money's coming from? 45-108 will not help you. And the amount of documentation and reporting you're going to have to do with 45-108, you might as well use the OM. And the legals have been reduced so much that it will be less cost effective for you. Believe me, I praise the regulators. It's unfortunate all 13 regulators could not come to terms on this regulation, and it would be great if it was available in all 13 provinces, but it's not. And that's going to be the problem, Robert, is that how does a person like you and I who log into this portal know that we're not allowed to invest in this company or not after we saw the advertising? And that's where I'm a fan of Canadian-wide regulations, because that's the only way we're going to be able to have true crowdfunding. In other countries in which Core Connects operate, in the United States, USA, Australia, UK, China, Singapore, Thailand, all of those regulations around those countries are national. They're not provincial. What we've seen in provincial or state-based crowdfunding, they fail. And they fail because there's a limitation for the company to be able to expose itself. But that doesn't mean we don't have crowdfunding rules in Canada. We do. You only have to look at portals like FundFunder, who have successfully raised money for companies here in Canada just in the last 60 days.
Oscar, let me ask you this. Given your comment about the provincial difficulties we might have, we don't have a national regulation, as we're well aware, but let's look at equity crowdfunding in Canada. And in terms of the amounts that might be invested in Canada, remembering that the average investor now can get in at only $2,500 per, this is the true crowd, never mind the offering memorandum exemption, which elevates to accredited and others. We're now looking at the lower end of the market being participating in this. What do you see as the number of deals, the number of money that could be raised in invested in Canada, given this new regime?
Well, with equity crowdfunding, I do include the other exemptions because the world is still under those two exemptions. So as I give you a roadmap of the rest of the world, you'll see that we're not that much further behind than the rest of the world is. Currently, in just in the last 60 days in Canada, six deals were closed. And these investments, just so you know, the average investor paid $1,500. So this was using the offering memorandum. We are seeing deals being closed in Canada, and we have one particular portal called FundFunder that's done a great job, and one particular great company called Rentmula, who has successfully raised $7.5 million over a period of 3 months using one of the current exemptions we have. I mean, it's taken a while in Canada to kind of get going. And part of the reason is because we have these 13 regulators. We're the only country in the G20 that has 13. But let's put that aside. Let's just for 1 minute, let's think about what Canada has to offer, which is great, by the way. We have one of the best exemptions in the world. In fact, even Americans praise us for having the offering memorandum because there's still nothing better than that. I feel that in the next 12 months, we're going to see a neighborhood of 30 or more portals in Canada, and predominantly more in the real estate side. Real estate is going to really push regulated crowdfunding element really high. We're going to see some large deals. Right now, they're at $7, $10 million. We're going to see $50 million deals. As far as total size in Canada, I think we should be able to reach $150 million easily with a number of portals that are launching. Worldwide, just so you know, the last stats we have right now for 2015 is $230 billion. I have certain clients already in other countries around the world that are already over $500 million in capital raise for their clients. These portals, they're using exemptions that don't even come anywhere close to the kind of exemptions we have here, meaning they're more rigorous, they're very limiting. Canada, we should praise ourselves. I mean it. I've been very fortunate that I get to speak around the world, and the number one question people ask me, Canada's got one of the best exemptions in the world. Why isn't there more portals? And I keep reminding people that the reason we don't is because our regulators never called it crowdfunding, but it's one of the best, and that's the offering memorandum. I know I'm a big fan of it because I see where the rest of the world is trying to catch up to. They would love to have the OM. And when you see what other countries have to go through in order to open their legislation, it's a holy grail of the crowdfunding sector.
So, Oscar, leaving crowdfunding behind for a minute and focusing in on the lessons you've learned, what lessons can you share with us and with business owners across the country who are considering launching a new service in an early stage industry?
You know, 5 years ago, I would have given you one advice that's very different than today, and that is something transformational is changing today that I hadn't seen before. And that means today you have to go global as fast as you can. We're a perfect example of it. We're a young Canadian company that typically we would be told to hold back, hold back. We're in a situation where we're instantly global overnight because we're in a global economy now. A lot of things are changing. No longer do you need a you know, your service or your supply that you're bringing to the market can be offered in one region, and that's it. Don't be afraid of that anymore. As Canadians, we need to be thinking that we can conquer the world and be able to bring something there. And obviously, you're going to need a lot of guidance from advisors, but this goes hand in hand. My number one advice is just go global and make sure you have proper advisors to guide you along the way.
Perfect. And I'm excited to see how Core Connects leaves its mark in Canada. Oscar Joffrey, founder, president, CEO, Core Connects at KOREConnects.com. Oscar, thank you so much for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you, Robert.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, managing partner of Benegold LLP, chartered accountants in Toronto. If you want to know how we democratize accounting, check us out at benegold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Noggin Cove, Newfoundland.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Benegold LLP, chartered accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at benegold.ca.